What? Was Daf in Shabbos?
What? Daf Lamed something, if you give me a Shabbos. Kavos Halvados, Tuesday night. Shar B'tochon, Berk Shlishi. He's off on a tangent now, actually. Not talking about B'tochon, because he went off on a tangent. He's talking about Sadik V'Ralei Rosh HaVatayvloi. And he gave various reasons why Tzadik Viralo, why various possible reasons. And now he goes through reasons on the bottom of Pesh Kuf Lamed Ches why it would be, it might be Rosh HaVatovlo. He said he might have a mitzvah that he had done, and it's a concept of giving him a schar and olam hazeh, so he doesn't have to get it olam haba. It could be that the Rosh is a conduit, that the other people worthy gets riches, and he just went through his hands. That's how Hashem set it up. The Efsha, the bottom line of Avkuf Lamed Ches. The Efsha Sheyim Gorim Ikri LeKilyano V'Ra'aso. What you see as good is not necessarily good. So the Rosh might be slipping further along in his vicious thick of path, and then he has money, he has opportunities, and he does things, he's in a cycle that you can't break out of. But that's his punishment. You know, just like the Rambam says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away Bechira from Paro as part of his punishment, and his punishment was that he was so bad that he... So here also, that's what the Chavis HaBavis means. It means he uses his Ruach HaKadosh. It means same thing, that he's getting his schar, but it's really a stepping stone to worse things. It's really an oinish, not a schar. Page Kufla Metesim and Aleph, the first line, says maybe the opposite. Maybe Hashem is being Erech Apayim. That's Shehila Fish Hashem Meirich Lo. Hashem is patient with him. Kadei Sheyosha V'yeh Roy Lo. So Hashem is being Erech Apayim. It's really a reward to the forefathers that the family should be rich. The Esher Shehila Nisayon, Lo Se Amir Mos Besay, Sir Vali Amas Ben Ara, Kashi Yiru Zos Yimara Lazos Behepecha Mishmaz, Yimara Lazos Kumasem Alechum Darcheyem. Just like we said by Yitzadik Viralo, that he might be a role model. The reason he's having it hard is because he's going to have this bitachon. Because he, just like we said by the tzaddik, that Adrab is in a soyan to see if he continues Bitzitko. So the Russia also is serving as a role model for evil, and people see he has a good, and then they fall away from Torah mitzvahs because they think, oh, what's the point? So it's an asoyan. It's an asoyan for others. He's merely a tool in the hand of Hashem to be rich and successful, so that we test out, so we see where he's holding. Just like the tzaddik used the ralo as a nesoyon and a stepping stone, so the rasha is a chance for, it's also a nesoyon. The rasha b'tovlo was a nesoyon for the door to look at the rasha and not follow him in any way.
Okay.
Okay, let's continue now on page Kuf Lamed Tes, the paragraph. Because until now, you're on a tangent about, as we said, Tzadik V'Alev Rosh HaMetoybo. Now let's go back to Bitochon. The Chivin Shinez Baru Achov Al Bnei Yodim Osasek Besibos. So now, what did he establish? He established the principle that we have to do what we call Hishtadlus. He calls it Hisaskus Besibos. Hashem made a world that it's a Ratzon Hashem that things not happen by themselves. Things don't just... But it's part of a process. There are steps leading to the process. And he wants people to be involved in creating that process. But that's all it is. That's a lot, but it's a little. It's a lot. It's a Ratzon Hashem. It's making sure you do things properly. But it's a little because it comes with the realization that you don't really control the Totsah. Totsah, if you'll be successful, if you'll be not successful, if this will be a good year, if it won't be a good year. That's the Gzeiros Hashem. We bring it about through our actions of Asaskus Pesibus. Now, if you really have a healthy grasp of that, so what does he say? So what might you think that a person has to pick a job? How does he want to earn his panasa? Right? So you see, I'll just pick something out of a hat. I'll flip a coin. What's the difference? Right? So he says, Shalom Korodim Yehi Rabbi Tzadik B'chol Sibim Yisibu Sefer Nosa Yesibus Rabbi Sein Mehem Kalos. You can take jobs that are that are less debilitating to the person. Terchosan Ma'ata takes very little to keep it going. Reineka Chumem Kebachanus store or makolet, or meleches yad shetircha muot, then a chayot is vichi vaksiva, no one standing on top of him telling him what to do. Chumischa besitoinus, the wholesaler, schiras harisim, and musaskim, and poilim, and loidus or adoma. Umehem, and there are sibos, sheyesh mem terech viagia, that are very painful and hard to do. Kimalekas ibud ha'oros, processing the hides, making them into cloth. Rafakas ha'barzol v'alachoshes v'alferish v'machsaveihem, mining for these precious metals. Utsrifas ha'kezim adinei ha'oferish v'sfilas ha'masos, transporting the bundles, the packages. Utsrifas ha'masos v'avodas ha'domot v'lichos ha'. Anything similar to this, if he's not that intelligent, his miles are more in the physical. So he's ready to take a job, even if he has to work harder, because he's able to handle it. But someone weaker. So he won't want to ruin his health. So first it's part of the amount of physical strain that you have to undergo in your work. So people are steered in different directions, like a job counselor. Hashem steers you in a different direction that's Hashem is steering you in the direction of what job you end up having.
He says
it's a chiddush. As I said, according to the Chavis Albobus's view, so then you should take like the first job that comes along. Like, what's the difference? Whatever job you take, you take. That's not what's earning you the money anyway. The money is being earned by Exeris Hashem. So the Chavis Halevi says, no, that's not true. You will take a, you will, it's legitimate to take a job that's matin to your kolchos. You're not going to take a weak person, you're not going to do something that, you're not going to become a mover. You know, Joe the Schlepper, you're not going to go work for Joe the Schlepper. And then he says, so that's one way, and that's okay, like, to go follow your normal instincts in what's matim for you. And now he says, even a bigger chiddush, that Hashem instilled in people job satisfaction. Something you enjoy doing and you have job satisfaction out of. She says that's also Me'ez Hashem, and therefore it's legitimate to follow that in choosing what to do. Because what he's saying in this paragraph is that even though I said that Yisaskus Mesibus is just this mirage, but everything's happening because it was Nigzer already. It's legitimate to pick a job based on your physical capabilities, right? You know, something that's matin for you. If you have a good head for math, so you might want to become an accountant. You're not going to become a schlepper. And if you don't have a head for math, you're not going to become an accountant. Right? So Hashem's steering you in the way He wants. And second of all, you have an affinity for something. And people, you know, sometimes people say, you know, I can do so many things. Like, well, they follow the Chavis Halevi's. Do something where you have job satisfaction, something you enjoy doing. Then you'll know that Hashem made you feel that way so that you would be steered in that direction. But that's a matnas alokim that you have that. And that's how you should pick a job, based on job satisfaction, based on if you enjoy what you're doing. Because it's not that this job is going to bring you the money and this job's not. It may be true, but that's not why, because it's true because Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, it's nothing will work. If you find a job in any field, it's not going to work. You'll be out. Okay.
What?
But
it takes time away from learning.
Every job takes time away from learning.
You have a tremendous potential to be a garbage man, to walk clean the streets. But you can make the same amount of money being an accountant in half the time. Can you say?
According to the Chavis Halevi's, first of all, does he have a head for math?
He can do both, but he has more of a tool. He really wants to be the garbage man.
Halevi's. What?
He gets more people for that, but it's going to take him out of the base manager on the 4 hours a day. He could be an accountant.
What?
He could be an accountant.
No, I mean, because it's a 9-to-5 job. Because why is it keeping him out of the base manager 4 or 5 hours a day? Because of the nature of the job.
Yeah.
The nature of the job is that it's a 9-to-5 job, and he has to work from 9 to those 8 hours. And he has a cheshek for it. This is what he enjoys doing. If you take the Chavis Halevi seriously, that's what he should go with. Now, it could be someone else, it's okay to try to talk him out of it. Maybe his good friend will try to talk him out of it. But according to the Chavis Halevi, we're learning it, and he's serious, so it's legitimate to say, you know, to do it because this is what I have an affinity to this. I'm nimshach towards it. I have more job satisfaction. That's a legitimate reason. I mean, Chavis Halevi is saying that's how you should pick a job. If you're a good friend of the guy and you say, listen, Masach Nishnarish, okay, you're not over a mitzvah say. He's not talking about a mitzvah. He's talking on a practical, right? He's talking practically. That's what you should choose to do, what you feel you have an affinity for. Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't work. But that's because it's a Gzeres Hashem that you're not supposed to have parnosa. You're supposed to be poor. But then people start blaming it on their choice of job. That's what he said. That's not true. Because the whole job is a mirage. So Hashem can choose any job as the vehicle. Okay. But it's a tremendous